Yes, Lord. Welcome, welcome, welcome today. You know what today is? It's the Lord's Day. And you know what we do on the Lord's Day? We praise the Lord. Yes, we do. We do nothing but
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And
amen.
With the singing we had to do, we definitely going to be praising the Lord because, she's that type of woman that be praising the Lord and just be lifting her hands no matter where she is. She be driving down the street. She has to stop. So we are, I just want you to know, you know what? That there's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place. And I know
Hallelujah.
It's the spirit of the Lord. And there's a sweet, sweet expression on his face. And I know it's the presence of the Lord. I want to welcome each and every one of you to Let's Do a Radio Third Sunday Service, August 21st. 2022, and I am Miss Inez, broadcasting to you on our worldwide Sunday service to our worldwide Sunday service listeners. Now, let's give Reverend Carolyn Williamson of Yakima, Washington, although she's in the Tri-Cities area up in Washington State, a warm spiritual round of applause as she greets the church today. Amen. 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 Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Go ahead and greet the church, Reverend Carol.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Everyone in radio land. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we are called to rejoice and be glad in it. And I don't know what you come to do. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. But I come to give him all that I have. Glory to God.
Yes,
whether it be in song, whether it be in shout, whether it be in dance, whether it be in prayer, whether it be in praise, no matter what it is, he is so worthy of the praise.
Yes.
There is no one like him. Hallelujah.
No
Glory
one.
To God. So
There's
I thank
none.
God for this time. Hallelujah. Coming together to lift up the name of Jesus, for where there are two or three that's gathered in his name, he is in the midst.
Yes.
And whatsoever is asked of in his name, he shall do it. He will do it. There's nothing too hard for him. Amen. So I thank God for this time to lift up Jesus. For if he's lifted up, hallelujah, he will draw all unto him. So God bless you.
Yes.
Thank God for you.
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. You already know you're going to come to us with a song. We'll have scripture and prayer. And we have Reverend Ron on the line. And we also have Dr. Lula, his sister, on the line. So we may have some help with you. So we may have Reverend or Dr. Lula do the invocational prayer. And I don't know if she has her Bible with us, but if she would do the scripture and invocational prayer after Reverend Carolyn does a song, if you want to get yourself ready for that, Dr. Lula. Amen. Amen. Let's get you some help. Go ahead, Reverend. Go ahead.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh,
amen.
Bless the Lord. It's for me to sing, right? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm going to sing this song because this is what the Lord is bringing to me right now. I heard an old story. How the Savior came from glory. How he gave his life at Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood atoning. And then I repented of my sin that I won the victory. Victory in Jesus, my Savior, forever, he bought me and he taught me, with his redeeming blood, he loved me, I knew him, and all my love is through him, he plunged me to victory beneath the crimson blood. I heard about a mansion.
Oh,
he is for me. in glory. Oh, yeah. Mm. And I heard about the streets of gold.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Beyond the crystal sea. Oh, yeah. Yes. I heard about the angels. Oh, glory. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Singing that old redemption story. Yeah.
Yeah.
And some sweet day, I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Victory in Jesus,
yes,
oh,
yes.
My Savior, forever. He saw me, yeah, and he bought me, yeah, yeah, with his redeeming blood. Ooh, yeah.
Mm.
He loved me, yeah, I knew him. Oh, my Lord, and all of my love is due
yes,
him, yeah.
Yes.
He joined me to victory, yeah, beneath the cleansing blood.
Wow.
Yeah, victory
yes.
in Jesus. Yeah,
yes,
my
yes.
Savior, my Savior forever. Mm-hmm. He bought me and he sold me. Thank you, Jesus, with his redeeming blood.
Yes, yes.
He loved me. Oh, I knew you.
Mm.
Thank you, dear Lord. And all of my love is due him, yeah. He plunged me to victory, yeah. Beneath the crazy sun. Thank you, Lord.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank
yes,
you,
yes.
Thank you, Master.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you,
yes,
Lord.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you. His redeeming, yes. His redeeming love, yes, yes. Dr. Lula, scripture and invocational prayer, if you would.
Oh, good evening, Radio Land. Good evening, good evening, good evening.
Yes.
Oh, man. Oh, my, oh, my. I thank the Lord for that song, that victory. It's something
yes.
about that victory. It's just something
yes.
about victory.
Yes.
It's something
yes.
about every time you call that name Jesus, everything got
yes.
changed.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Father
yes.
God, thank you for my sister that sung that song. And God, thank you this evening. We come to you with nothing but thanksgiving. We
yes.
have no complaints. If we have them, you said all that are heavy laden, bring them to you.
Mm-hmm.
So they're
mm-hmm.
supposed to be with us. So we come to you with thanksgiving. In spite of, we come to you with thanksgiving. And God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God,
mm.
there's only one. There's
yes.
none like you. There's nobody but you.
Yes.
You're the only one. You are the great I am. You said in your holy word,
yes.
I am. And that settles it. I am, that settles it. There's nothing to come behind I am. And again, dear Lord,
yes.
we searched all over, and we could find nobody.
Nobody.
There was nobody,
nobody.
Nowhere
nobody.
That was greater.
Mm.
Nobody that was greater than you, God.
Hallelujah.
And, oh, God, we thank you. Lord God, I sat on the porch, and I looked at the trees, God, and I looked at the rats and roaches running outdoors, God. You even made them. They belong outdoors, God. You made
yes,
the dogs.
Yes.
They belong outdoors, God. And I went out there, and I sat, and I looked, and I looked up at the sky, and I looked at the trees. I said, nobody greater.
Yeah,
there's nobody
yeah.
greater than you.
Yeah,
not
yeah,
nobody,
yeah.
not somebody, yeah. but nobody.
Mm.
And oh God, thank
nobody.
You for letting me be chosen from a royal priesthood and a holy nation.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is what it takes now to get through to you. And dear God, I want to say one more thing. I thank you for
come
this
on,
world. As you said in the Bible, everything you made was good. And you made this world. So that lets me know it's not the world that's bad. It's the infiltration of bad in the people
that's
in the world and all over the world. I want to thank you, God, for understanding. I thank you for the scripture that says let me learn to rightly divide the word of truth. God, I thank you right now. I repent for my sins. And God, if there's anybody in this world that I have offended, I know of or not know of, known and unknown sins, forgive me. From a royal priesthood, you did say that there would be some saints that would help judge the world. You said that, God. And I want to fall in that category, God. So in order to fall in that category, I got to meet the prerequisites that line up in the Bible. Speak on those things that are what the Bible said. Whatever is so lovely, kind, and gentle, and meek, and humble, speak on those things. Because there is nothing too hard for you. And the Bible also says in Jude, it says, now unto him that is able to keep me from falling. And there's nobody able but you, God. You're the greatest physician that ever walked. You're the greatest physician that ever walked the face of the earth.
Come on.
And God,
I couldn't
find it in the doctors. I couldn't find my healing in the doctors. I couldn't find the lawyer in the courtroom. I couldn't find nobody greater than you. And now, God, I thank you tonight. We come to you thanking you, Lord. We come to you thanking you. We come to you thanking you. We come to you giving you praise, giving you all the honor and all the glory, God. When we rose this morning, we didn't have no doubt because we knew you would bring us out. If we trust you, we fell down on our knees, got up singing and shouting, Lord, help me please.
Yes,
and we came out with what my sister just sung, the victory. In Jesus. And God, now thank you. Again, we thank you. We give you all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise. In Jesus' name, we pray. We pray that the word would go forth, God, and that it would reach to the highest mountain and to the lowest valley. You said in your word, it's in the valley that I grow. And I'm coming out with my hands up. I'm coming out because Psalm 23 say, the Lord is my shepherd. It did not say the people. It said, the Lord is my shepherd. And now, God, we thank you. These and all of the blessings, we ask in thy son Jesus' name, his now and forevermore we pray. Amen.
What a prayer. What an invocational prayer.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Yes,
Oh, hallelujah.
And now we're going to have a intro, bio. But you know what? I don't have to say too much because as an intro because Reverend Williamson, she can speak for herself. She is definitely a child of the King, of God, of Christ, of the Master, of the man above, whatever you want to call him. You know, he is the most high. He's the most exalted. And if you don't think so, once you get finished, when she finishes saying what she's got to say, you're going to say, maybe he is. No, maybe he is. Okay?
Glory.
He is. He most definitely is. And I know she can sing because you just heard her sing. Victory.
Yes.
And so, because she always has a song on her heart, and she'll say, hey, Sister Williamson, can you sing us a song? She'll find something because she got more songs in her song book than a hymnal does. So, you know, she got songs forever. It's always on her lips and always in her heart. And her heart's desire is to love God's people and have his people reconciled back to him. And I can definitely say she is spirit-filled because, boy, once she gets started, you can't stop. You can't even stop her with a stop sign. You don't have to put her on mute or take her tongue out. We don't want to do that because otherwise the rocks will cry out in her stead. And she don't want the rocks to cry out in her stead. I already know that. So, let it happen. No, you can figure out one way. You have to put a soma in her throat or something so that she can talk. Cause ain't nobody going to hold her from her, her God and nothing else. And she is a willing servant who loves God. And since this you know, what I know she's going to bring us the living word of God because that is what she knows. You know, that's all she knows.
Yes.
Basically the Bible, she could probably tell you, okay, Reverend Williamson, Revelation 1, 6, and 2 says what? You know, she could probably say something in that. And she said, oh, yeah, blah, 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 blah. So she knows inside and out, you know, who her master is and who her God is and who she lives for and who she's going to die for. And after we are graced by a song, another song by her, we are going to be blessed to hear her and what God has put on her lips and in her heart. So Reverend Williamson, it's in your hands as you want to sing another song and then give us the word that's on your heart. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm
Amen.
Just sitting here just kind of emotional, but.
I understand. Amazing grace. Come on now.
My Lord,
the sound that saves the blind me.
My Lord,
but now, I'm found. Their lives to you. In Jesus' name I ask and pray. Let the people of God say amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Our scripture reading. Our scripture reading for today. I had to put my glasses on because I can't see without them. Thank you, ma'am.
Don't feel bad.
I thank God for the word that is in my heart.
Yes.
Because if I ever lose my eyesight for whatever reason, I got something on the inside of me. Hallelujah, not only will it keep me, but it can help somebody else. As I travel this Christian journey. Hallelujah. That's what it's all about.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
So our scripture reading today is found in the book of Matthew, the 16th chapter. And I'm going to read 13 through 19. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the scripture says, when Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? So they said, some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He said unto them, but who do you say that I am? Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I say unto you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever you bind on earth will be bound
in heaven.
And whatsoever you loose on earth will be loose in heaven. Now, I ask that you will indulge me and look at somebody. You got to look at yourself or look at the wall or whatever. just tell somebody it's good to have divine revelation.
It's good.
It's good to have divine revelation. Amen. As I go through my Christian journey, I've encountered a lot of people, I would say, well, do you know Christ Jesus? And they would say, yeah, I know Christ Jesus. And I said, well, who is he to you? And they would begin to tell me who they think that he is, who they've heard that he is. But do you know him for yourself is what I'm trying to get.
We have
to know him. Hallelujah. We have to know him for ourselves. Amen. Anyone that comes to Jesus, glory to God, he encourages, he lets us know who he is as we seek him, as we draw close to him, as we abide in his word. We know him better and better. As we accept him, first of all, we have to accept Jesus as the Son of God, born of a virgin Mary.
Yes,
so many this day, we go to church every Sunday but don't know who he is. Hallelujah. We sing in the choir but don't know who he is. We sing, oh, how I love Jesus. Jesus is the rock of my salvation. We sing those songs, but do we really know who he is? Do we?
Yeah.
Have we really received divine revelation? Amen. Here in the text, let me say this. I need to say this, that I love the Lord more than I love living. I can't
help but
to tell it everywhere that I go, whomever I come in contact with. I've got to let it be known that he is my life. As a matter of fact, in the books of Acts, the 17th chapter and the 28th verse, part A, it said it is in him that we live, that we breathe, and have our being. Hallelujah. We're nothing without him. We can't do nothing without him. Hallelujah. He breathed the breath into Adam, and Adam became a living being. Glory to God. And so, therefore, without the breath of Christ, God breathing in us, we cannot live. But Jesus goes to on the region, the coast of Caesarea Philippi, and he asked his disciples, you know, every time Jesus did preaching and teaching, there was always a great multitude. But these were disciples that he had chosen to follow him. And so he wanted to know, as they were doing ministry, what is people saying? What, who do people think that I am? Or who do people say that I am? And and they began to say, well, some say you, Elijah. Some say that you're John the Baptist. Some say that you're Jeremiah or one of the prophets. But I remember when Jesus took the book of the prophet of Isaiah and in the temple, and he read the scripture that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He has anointed me. Hallelujah. To set the captives free, to open up blinded eyes, to set those at liberty. Hallelujah. Those that's got a broken heart, to bind it up. And he closed the book and passed it over to the attendant and sat down. And they looked at him and like, well, who is this man? Isn't that Joseph's son? We need to know as people of God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. We need to know who he is. But the only way we can really know who he is that God, the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost must reveal to us who Jesus Christ is. And so he made it personal with Peter. You know, sometimes we got to get personal, God. Hallelujah. Yeah. As a matter of fact, God will get personal with you when you don't have divine revelation. When you think that you know that you know that you know, then God is saying, let me get personal with you, because you're listening to too many people say who they think he is and who they believe that he is. But you know what? It's time like never before. Ooh, bless the Lord. For the church, for the people of God to know who Jesus is. Come on, somebody. Yeah. It's time like never before for us to know who he is. And the only way that we can know who he is that we got to have, oh, my Lord, we got to get that connection with God the Father. I read that if you draw nigh unto me, I will draw nigh unto you. Jesus said, if you abide in me and my word, and then I will abide in you. But I like it because he said, not only that, but he said, and whatever you ask in my Father's name, he said, I'll do it. I'll do it for you. We got to know who he is by divine revelation. Jesus said to Peter, Peter, let's put our own name. Carolyn, who do me say that I am? I could tell him what people are saying in the earth today. But then Jesus said, well, Carolyn, who do you say that I am?
Come on.
And I say like Peter, Jesus, you are the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. Yeah. You're the Christ, the Son of the living God. Let me stop right there for a moment. He said, you are the lily of the valley. You are the bright and morning star. You are the Lord, the great I am. You are the Lord, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Lord, you are, oh my God, God, Emmanuel, with us. See, we got to know that we know that we know who Jesus is. But you can only, I can only know who he is by divine revelation. I've got to have personal relationship with God the Father so that he can make me aware of who his Son is not only who his son is, but what he came to do in the land. And so Jesus said to Peter, blessed are you. I want to tell somebody, you're truly blessed. And you have divine revelation. See, I found out for myself when I received divine revelation that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. He changed my life. He made a difference in my life. I feel like the Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5:17, he said, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things have passed away, and behold, all things come new. Well, let me tell you something. I realized that before I really received divine revelation, I've heard so much about Jesus, but I didn't know him for myself. See, we can't go on what other people are saying in this day and time. You got to know him for yourself, huh? You got to get close to him so that you can know that you know, that you know, because I believe things get worse in the earth, you got to know who he really is. And when troubles come your way, you'll be able to stand, having done all the stand. You'll be able to put on your whole armor. You got to get on the whole armor, God. But let me tell you, glory to God, hallelujah. Unless you and I receive divine revelation as to who Christ is, we don't know how to get dressed for battle. We don't know how to win the battle. But when we know that we know that we know that we know that he's the Christ, the Son of the living God, we can do great things. Hallelujah. With what we know and whom we know. And so Jesus said, you are blessed, Simon. He said, because flesh and blood didn't tell you this.
Right.
Flesh and blood didn't give this to you. You got this from God the Father. And let me say this. Only God can give you and I divine revelation. We can go to school. We can get all the accolades and all the degrees. But there's no comparison to divine revelation. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Because divine revelation comes only from God. He's the one that gives you and I wisdom. Hallelujah. For wisdom, hallelujah. He said, if any man, James said, lacketh wisdom, let him ask, and God will liberally, freely give it to you. And so if we don't know who he is, if we don't know that he is the Christ, the Son of the living God, the one who went to Calvary, gave his life as a ransom for our sins, if we don't know that he's coming back again, well, I guarantee you, hallelujah, this is the time that we can seek the Lord for wisdom, and he'll let us know that Jesus went away, but he's coming back again. So Jesus tells Peter that my Father in heaven, that's what his divine revelation. He said, my Father in heaven told you that, revealed that to you. But he said also, hallelujah, he said, you are the rock, Peter. He said, I say that on you. On me, I'm the rock. I'm the rock. But because you've received divine revelation, I want to let you know you're going to build my church. And I don't know about nobody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, but I'm excited. I'm so excited about building on the kingdom. I'm so excited about going in the highways and the byways and compelling men and women to come that God's house might be filled. I'm so excited about building on the kingdom. He told Peter, he said, I will build my church on me, hallelujah, by using you. And so God is telling you and I today that the church can be built, will be built, will continue to be built as we stand on Jesus as the rock. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Only because we've received divine revelation. See, if you don't have divine revelation, you can't tell somebody, oh, my Lord, about somebody that you don't know. But I'm going to say like the William brothers say, I'm just a nobody. Trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. See, if I didn't have divine revelation that he is the Christ, the Son of the living God, I couldn't tell nobody about it. But I'm so glad, I'm so glad, I'm so glad, I'm so glad. Glory to God. I'm so glad that I know that I know that he is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And I'm blessed because I know that this revelation didn't come from my own self. Come on, somebody. This revelation didn't come from my neighbors. It didn't come from my brothers and sisters. It didn't come from my parents. It didn't come from the preacher. Woo, glory, hallelujah. But it came from my Father, which is in heaven. And so he tells Peter, as he tells each one of us today, because we know that we know that we know that he is the Christ, the Son of the living God. The only way that we can get that knowledge is by having a personal, intimate relationship with God the Father. And he said that you're going to build on my church. You're going to establish the foundation that I've laid. You're going to do the work that I sent you to do. While it's day, because night is coming when we won't be able to do no work. Because we have that divine revelation, we must be about our business. Because we have that divine revelation, my God. Oh, my God. I know that I know that I know who you are. Didn't tell me who you were and who you are and who you is, but my Father, which is in heaven, he revealed it to me, and I'm so glad that I know that revelation, the divine revelation that my Father gave to me, can't nobody take it away. Can't nobody stop me from believing. And I'm going to keep on
building
on a solid foundation. And I know that the gates of hell will not prevail, will not get victory over the church. And not only that, because we have divine revelation, we got the power of the Holy Ghost that we can bind some things. Oh, I wish I had some glory to God. See, that divine revelation, hallelujah, not only that it gives us revelation, but it gives us power. Oh, my Lord. It gives us power to stand against the works of the devil. It gives us power to tell the devil that ain't no good formed against me. It's going to prosper. And any lying tongue that rises up against me is condemned in the name of Jesus. Because I know that if God be for me, you can be a me. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. I've got divine revelation. I told somebody, I believe I'll run over. Run over.
Yeah,
see what the am going to be, because I realize that Jesus, he's at the end, and he's waiting for you and I as we go on and do the Lord's work. Let me tell you, divine revelation of knowing that he is the Christ, the Son of the living God. You will not get weary. We will not get weary.
Yes.
And well-doing. But we will keep on running this race, looking unto Jesus.
Oh,
he's the author and the finisher of our faith. Thank you, Lord. He despised. He was despised. He suffered the shame, but I like it that he's getting at the right hand of his Father. Glory to God. And he's coming back again. Yes, he is. He's coming back again. And I'm so glad that I that I receive divine revelation from God the Father. That I won't be weary and well-doing, but I keep on fighting the good fight of faith. I keep on running on. I keep on doing the works of the Lord. I tell you that divine
revelation
will allow you to have access to some keys. Lord, have mercy. Oh, I'm so glad for the keys. I'm so glad for the keys, because the keys is the power of the Holy Ghost, and he equips you and I to bind the works of Satan, to tell Satan, get thee behind me, Satan. Your weapon will not work. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That God will do what he say that he will do. And whatever he starts in you and I, whatever work he began in us, he said he will finish it, and we can keep on moving, because we know that Christ is the Son of the living God. And I'm so glad that I know that he's given you and I divine revelation, of who he is and the work that we can do, the work that we must do, the binding of what we must, the devil, and loosen the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, to take control, to move how you want to move, my Lord. Do what you want to do, and say what you want to say, because you've given us divine revelation. And so whatever whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever we loose on earth will be loose in heaven. We can't do it without divine revelation. We can't do it without divine revelation. So Father,
glory.
Reveal yourself to us. If we don't know who you are, if we've been riding on what other people say and what other people think, help us, God, that we may know that we know that we know that we know that we know that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and we'll be able to do great works. You said great works you do. But greater works, hallelujah, greater works. When we got divine revelation, we'll be able to do greater works. Hallelujah. Greater works. Greater. Glory to God. Turning the world upside down. Hallelujah. To advance this great kingdom of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. He gave his life at Calvary. He died for our sins. Hallelujah. They whooped him and they beat him. They beat him and they whooped him. They whooped him and they beat him. And they led him to a place called Golgotha. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He laid his body down on the old rugged cross, and they hung him high for the whole world to see. And Jesus said, if I can be lifted up, I'll draw. Since we have divine revelation, let us lift him up. Let us lift him up wherever we go. Yes. Let us not be ashamed of this great gospel of Jesus Christ,
yes,
because the power is
Amen.
The power of God. It's a salvation to anyone that believes it. I was not a
yes.
believer at one time, but I heard about this man.
Yes.
I heard about Jesus.
Yes.
And in
yes.
my hearing about him, check this out, in my hearing about him, I really didn't know him. And I didn't know him until I got close to God the Father, till I repented of my sins, till I surrendered my life, and I said, God, here am I. Whatever you want to do in my life, here, take it. Forgive me, cleanse me, wash me. Whatever
yes,
you want to do,
yes.
I'm at your disposal, God. Do it, Lord. And when I
yes,
surrendered my life
yes. uh-huh.
unto the Lord, and I wasn't just going through the motion of going to church, but I really wanted to know. I wanted to know what he wanted me to know according to his word. But not only
yes.
did I want to just know, I wanted to become a doer of what I knew.
Yes.
And I began
yes.
to do what I know that God says in his word for me to do. And I sought him with my whole heart, with a sincere heart. And he gave me divine revelation. Glory to
Come
God.
On.
And now
yes,
that
is.
I have it, I've got to go and do the work of the Lord. So must
yes,
we
the
do the work of the Lord.
Yes.
Jesus died. He rose again. He ascended back to heaven. And the angel said, why ye men of Galilee? Why you looking, gazing up into the air? Same way you see him
yes.
go. He's coming back again.
Yes, he is.
We need to know today that he's coming back again. The
yes.
Christ, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. He's gone, but he's coming again. And
yes,
we
yes,
must be about
yes.
our Father's business more than ever,
yes.
trying to compel those that don't know Jesus in the pardon of their sins to turn their lives to him, surrender to him, come unto him, hallelujah, and allow him to work in their lives and give them that same divine revelation that he has given to us as his children,
yes.
that we may work and
yes.
advance this great kingdom of his before his return. I don't know about you, but I'm so excited. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I'm so
Hallelujah.
Excited
yes.
that I know
yes.
that I know that I know that I know without
Hallelujah.
A shadow of a doubt in my mind that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, who suffered and died and gave his life for my sins, and he's sitting at the right hand of his Father, but he is the soon
yes.
coming King. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He's the soon coming
yes.
King. So I thank God. I thank God for divine revelation. I thank
yes.
God for divine revelation.
Yeah,
knowing who Christ is, we can't get it no other way. Flesh and blood. We can't get it from
Amen.
Flesh and blood. But we can only get it by divine
yes.
revelation. This is the truth.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That every man needs to know that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Let us go and tell it everywhere we go that we know
everywhere.
Who he is. If somebody don't know, let us make it known who he is, because we
yes,
receive divine
yes.
revelation from God the Father. God bless you. Amen. God
Amen.
Bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Again. Amen. 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 Thank you. Thank you. Thank
Amen.
You. I know Sister Sewell, so Reverend Marshall, if you don't mind doing the invitation to discipleship and then the welcome to the family.
Amen.
And then we'll
Amen.
Have Reverend Carolyn do the benediction, and then we'll go into
Amen.
Our church announcement. Amen. Go ahead.
Amen.
Amen.
Father,
Amen.
If there's
yes.
anyone out here tonight that has heard this word,
yes.
if
yes.
you're going down a dead-end road
mm-hmm.
and there is no out, I recommend tonight that you come to Jesus.
Yes.
For if you come to him, he will in no wise cast you out.
That's
but the
right.
Bible says he'll draw now to you, even though you have conditions. Your position can change if you come to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But the word of the Lord will change your conditions.
Yes.
You must prosper. You must make a decision in your life.
Amen.
And come through the change. Come up through the change. And what is the change? The change is that decision that you're going to give up the world and live for Jesus.
Yes.
Give up the thoughts. Give up the thoughts. Give up the thoughts of the evil one.
Yes.
And come to Jesus. Transfer from the old nature.
Yes.
Come to the new nature in Christ Jesus.
In Christ
learn
Lord.
How. Learn how to walk behind the Spirit. Learn how to give in to the Spirit of Truth. Let him lead you. Let him guide you. Take a new experience. You've lived repeating the old experience for a long time. But try a new experience in the new nature of Christ. Let it be something that would change and purge your conscience for unrighteous works to the righteous works of God.
Yeah.
You've heard the word tonight.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you don't make it, it ain't nobody's fault but yours. You've had a chance to make a choice.
Hallelujah.
You can't blame nobody. You can't blame mama.
That's
you can't blame daddy. You can't blame it on the past.
Right.
You had a chance to make a choice.
Amen.
So why not jump? Why not come right now while the blood is running along?
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Why not come right now while you got the activities of the limbs?
Of your limbs.
Don't
Amen.
Go through gang violence. Don't go through sin violence. Don't go through sin for wars for nothing. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Come on while you got time.
Yes, Lord.
Why Jesus is waiting on you because he's waiting on you.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
And he's coming back to judge the world.
Yes,
so you want to be on the right side of his judgment. Make this choice for you, and do it for your
Amen.
Own soul.
Amen.
Make this choice for you tonight, and
Amen.
Do it for your own soul.
Yes, Lord.
And if you do, guess what? God knows how to change things around in your life.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Some of you are somewhere saying, call mama and tell her the shape that I'm in. No, call Jesus and tell him about the shape that you're in.
Amen.
Call
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Ask him to pray for you and forgive your
sins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll do it. He'll do it for you.
Yes,
he did it for me. And what he does for one, he'll do for all. All you got to do is come on in. And make your abide. Let's back make this abide in you.
Yes, Lord.
He said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will.
Lord.
If you come in
That's
to Jesus,
Amen.
You can get
Amen.
Rid of poverty.
Hallelujah.
If you come in to Jesus, you can get rid of
Hallelujah.
Poverty. If you come in to Jesus, you can change your life from a poverty stage to a stage of peace, power, and plenty. All you got to do is come tonight. You said you want the winning factory, you want the winning source, you want the winning information. Well, I'm giving it to you.
Amen.
Jesus is the way.
Amen. Amen.
Truth
Come right
the
now.
Life.
Come right now.
It's up to you.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Come right now.
The door is open.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The prison bars of your mind has been broken through the word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Now walk right on in. Walk right on in and let him make you whole.
Come on.
Jesus,
Lord,
you
home.
He can watch your spotted soul. It's the one Jesus can make you whole.
Yes,
now come on
Lord.
In. Let him make you whole.
Come on in right now.
Let him build you up where you're
Blood
throwing down.
Running warm in your veins. Hallelujah.
Let him make you whole. He can do it tonight.
Hallelujah.
He can.
Yes, he can. Yes, he will too.
But the
door is
open. There's room for you. All you got to do now is make the choice that's going to change your life forever.
Forever. I know that's right. Hallelujah.
There's room. There's room. There's room. Millions have come. Still there's room for one. We'll be praying for you. We'll be praying for you.
Amen.
Yes.
God bless you on tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you all for joining us on this Let's Do a Radio Sunday service with Reverend Carolyn Williamson. What is she talking about? Divine
Amen.
Revelation.
Divine revelation.
Divine revelation.
Revelation.
Let it be revealed to you.
Yes. And that was taken from Matthew 16:13-19. So make a mental note.
Amen.
Write it down. Put it in your mind.
Hallelujah.
Divine revelation.
Yes,
and if you
Master.
Ever miss any of our Sunday episodes, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, whatever day we have, Let's Do It Radio, you can always go back to blogtalkradio.com under Let's Do It Radio, and you can view any of the past episodes and listen. You know, you might find something else. You might have a divine
Amen.
Revelation.
I know that's right. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I found out who Christ really is.
Yes. God really talk about a virtuous woman who is an actual virtuous woman.
Yes.
I mean, we've had some
Amen.
Wonderful topics. So y'all need to
Amen.
Go back to you, look at, listen, you know, tell somebody, hey, you know, we talked about relationships and why do they fail. On Tuesday, we'll
yes.
have part three of this. So, hey, Thursday we had part two. Last Tuesday we had part one. We're going to continue until we talk about why do relationships fail, because a lot of times people don't talk about it. So we want to find out, why is your relationship failing? Is it communication?
Amen.
Is it you don't love somebody anymore? Is it lacking?
Yeah.
Is it
mm-hmm.
unsupportive?
Well,
so come join us on this Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern on Miss Inez Says. Let's talk about it. And let's
Amen.
Talk about why relationships fail. And then also you can support. You just heard the gentleman's voice, and that was Reverend Ronnie Marshall. He has a Don't Turn Away from God album, which you can purchase through iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby, anything musical.
Amen.
You can find his music. And so let's buy his tunes and support him. And guess what? He's coming out with another album around Christmas. So please stay tuned for his coming music. So, you know, Jesus Can Make You Whole. There's other songs out there that you can also hear. So please be aware of what's coming out in around Christmas. Also, Reverend Marshall is in the Little Rock, Arkansas, and they're going to have the 40th annual Wrightsville Day, and that's September the 3rd, which is a Saturday, and that's at 13024 Highway 365 South in Little Rock, Arkansas. And if you're in the area and want to have something to do because you don't have nothing to do, like we don't have nothing to do, well, come on out. And starting at 8 o'clock, they're going to have a walk. 10:30, they're going to have a wonderful parade in Wrightsville. And then fireworks at dark. You know, we always love fireworks.
Amen.
And watch some fireworks. But in that evening, there's going to be several bands that are going to be playing. Guess who's going to be playing? Yep, you guessed it. Reverend Ronnie Marshall and his TaylorMade band will be one of the featured bands. So please come out if you're in that area and support Wrightsville Annual Day, the 40th Annual Day. And listen to the man who is singing, you know, Jesus Can Make You Whole. So he has other songs that are deep within him as well. So please come out and enjoy yourself. Bring lawn chairs, blankets, and your dancing shoes. And if you want more information, contact me at letsdoitradio@gmail.com, and I'd be glad to tell you who to contact if you're in the area and you want to know and you get lost or what have you. Okay, contact us. So there you go. And to keep Let's Do It Radio on the air, please donate to Cash App, $ANAISEVALCOUR. So, hey, it's not free, you know, to be on the air. So, you know, any little donation will help. Or maybe you might want to be a sponsor. You can sponsor as well and be a sponsor maybe for a month and sponsor the people on the on Let's Do It Radio. It'd be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, for a year. Sponsor them for a year, because it'd be nice if they could just come on and do what they do and not have to worry about anything. And you can email me if you have questions or want to sponsor at letsdoitradio@gmail.com. Then you might have a topic you want to talk about throughout the week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Come on, email me again, and let's talk about it. Let's do a radio at gmail.com. I'm going to keep on doing it because it's going to be ringers like that. Woman keeps on talking about Let's Do a Radio. Why does she keep talking about it? Because we're going to talk about it. And Let's Do a Radio at gmail.com. Mm-hmm. So share on all your social media platforms. And if you like what you heard, listen and share. Because sharing is caring. Because it's like, hey, I heard something that may have helped your relationship, something that may have helped your soul, something that that you might be missing and you just need a little pick-me-up. Go to Let's Do a Radio. I'm sure you'll find something out there that's going to satisfy your soul. So I have been your hostess for the evening, Ms. Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Unicycle Design, and I can be found at www.anaisebalcour.com. And also on Facebook and Instagram under the same Anaisakul. And so please support me and support all the people you heard today. Reverend Carolyn Williamson out of Yakima, Washington. We had Dr. Luna. So hopefully she's going to grace us one day with something. I don't know what, but she's going to grace us one day with something. And you can join us on every other Wednesday with Reverend Ronnie Marshall, who holds our Bible study lessons, and that's at 6 p.m. Pacific and 9 p.m. Eastern. So we've had some, as I talked about earlier, we have some very interesting topics. Who is an actual virtuous woman? And that was taken from Proverbs 31, 10 to 31. So check out Let's Do It Radio and see what did he talk about. Who an actual virtuous woman is. Maybe you want a virtuous woman. So, hey, go out there and check her. So, now we want you to go ahead and bow your head, close your eyes and bow your head. We're going to have a closing prayer by Reverend Carolyn Williamson. So hopefully she, found peace where she can come to us with the benediction, and we will close out on this third Sunday service with Reverend Carolyn Williamson and prayer. Thank you so much for joining
us. Amen.
Amen. Reverend Carolyn? She might have us on mute. Reverend Carolyn? Dr. Lula, would you like to close us?
Oh, may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be with us now and forevermore. And let the people of God say amen.
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 Amen. Thank you all for joining us. Have a wonderful rest of the weekend. Yes, you're welcome. Thank you for joining us. And thank you. Listen to us.
Thank you.
To us this week, because we're going to have some good things coming through here. So thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. Have a blessed day and a wonderful evening.
You too.
Amen.
All right.
Thank
good
you.
Day.
Amen. Good night.